Over the past 50 years, many scientists and experts have made scary predictions about what would happen to our planet. Some of these predictions were so frightening that they changed how people lived their lives. But many of these predictions turned out to be wrong. Understanding this history helps us think more carefully about big claims we hear today. In 1970, the very first Earth Day was celebrated in the United States. It was an exciting time when people began to care more about protecting nature. But along with this celebration came some very dramatic warnings from scientists and professors that turned out to be incorrect. S. Dillon Ripley was an important wildlife scientist who worked at the Smithsonian Institute, one of America's most famous museums. 1970, he warned that 75% to 80% of all animal species would be extinct by 1995. That would have meant almost all the animals on Earth disappearing. But 1995 came and went, and while some species did become endangered, the massive extinction he predicted did not happen. That same year, Kenneth Watt, a professor at the University of California, made three different predictions. He said there would be no more crude oil left, that none of our farmland would be usable for growing food, and that the world would be 11 degrees colder by the year 2000. All three of these predictions were false. One of the most famous environmental predictions came from a book called The Population Bomb, written by Stanford University professor Paul Ehrlich in 1968. This book became incredibly popular and was read by millions of people, especially college students. Ehrlich made a scary prediction. The battle to feed all of humanity is over. In the 1970s and 1980s, hundreds of millions of people will starve to death in spite of any crash programs embarked upon now. The book was everywhere. Ehrlich appeared on popular television shows to talk about his ideas. He was young and confident, and many people believed him completely. Some people even decided not to have children because they were so worried about the future he described. One man named Kenneth MD recently shared his story in the Wall Street Journal. He wrote, "I was a college student when I read Ehrlich's The Population Bomb. I took it to heart and now have no grandchildren. But 50 years later, the population has increased to 8 billion without dire consequences." What actually happened? Instead of mass starvation, a scientist named Norman Borlaug developed new types of wheat that produced much more food. In India, which was supposed to suffer terribly, harvests actually became the highest ever recorded. Today, India exports rice to other countries. The world now has 8 billion people, and while hunger still exists in some places, the massive die-off that Ehrlich predicted never occurred. Here's something that might surprise you. In the 1970s, some scientists were actually worried about the Earth getting colder, not warmer. In 1971, Dr. S. I. Rasool, an atmospheric scientist at NASA, predicted that a new ice age would arrive within 50 years. Magazine covers from Time and Newsweek showed pictures of a frozen Earth and warned about global cooling. A 1976 book called The Cooling by Lowell Ponty stated confidently that evidence showed Earth's climate was cooling. This prediction also did not come true. Scientists later explained that a few researchers had been studying what would happen if a certain type of pollution, sulfur, increased dramatically. When laws were passed to clean up that pollution, the cooling scenario they studied didn't happen. Over the years, many specific predictions about climate change have not come true as described. In 1988, Hussein Shihab, an environmental official from the island nation of the Maldives, warned that his country would be completely underwater within 30 years. He also predicted the Maldives would run out of drinking water by 1992. Neither of these things happened. The Maldives is still there today, with people living and visiting its beautiful beaches. In 2004, the Pentagon, the headquarters of the U.S. military, warned President George W. Bush that major European cities would be underwater by 2020. They also predicted Britain would have a Siberian climate by that year. This was extremely false. In 2008, a news special on ABC warned that New York City could be underwater by 2015. That obviously didn't happen. There's an important lesson here. It's not that caring for the environment is wrong. In fact, many good things have happened because people paid attention to environmental concerns. Rich countries have dramatically reduced air and water pollution through new technology and better rules. Forests have expanded globally. Rivers that once caught fire because they were so polluted are now clean. But there's a difference between reasonable concern and exaggerated fear. A recent study counted almost 100 environmental doomsday predictions made over the past 50 years. Two-thirds of them predicted disaster before today's date, and all of these turned out to be false. When experts make dramatic predictions that don't come true, it can make people stop trusting science altogether. That's a problem, because we need good science to help us understand our world. Understanding that predictions can be wrong doesn't mean we should ignore environmental concerns. It means we should think carefully and ask good questions when we hear scary claims about the future. We should look at what actually happens over time, not just what people say will happen. Sometimes humans find solutions to problems that no one expected. Norman Borlaug's new wheat varieties saved millions from hunger when experts said it was impossible. Clean air laws fixed pollution problems that seemed permanent. The environment deserves our care and attention. But fear and exaggeration aren't the same as truth. Learning to tell the difference is an important skill that will help you throughout your life. Discussion questions. Why do you think people believed such scary predictions, even though they turned out to be wrong? What's the difference between being concerned about a problem and being afraid of a disaster that might not happen? Can you think of a time when someone predicted something bad would happen, but it didn't? How did you feel when the bad thing didn't happen? Continue listening by purchasing the unit study for Thinking Green, Thinking Smart on palacecenter.com.